The following is a presentation of Redline Synthetic Oil. WFO at the Big Go with Joe Costello. Take a walk through the nitro pits as WFO Radio brings the U.S. Nationals to you. Racing fans from around the world, strap in and hold on. It's time to go WFO at the Big Go. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, U.S. Nationals. We are here, courtesy of the folks at Redline Synthetic Oil. And as has become a yearly tradition, we make a stop by the Don Schumacher Racing Open House. That's right, DSR opens the doors to their massive shop facility to benefit the folks at Riley Children's Hospital. Don walking through as we speak. The U.S. Army Top Fuel Dragster right by our WFO radio booth. And this place is packed. So stick with us. We're going to speak with some of the personalities from Don Schumacher Racing. Massive car show. All kinds of vendors. We are right next to the folks from Napa Auto Parts and Carlisle Hand Tools. Absolutely tremendous. Come along and don't forget, subscribe to WFO Radio so you do not miss any of the action along the way. The Riley Hospital for Children and the Riley Children's Foundation are here, and this is all to benefit them. And I have caught up with Susan Miles and Donna Fisher from the Riley Children's Foundation. Ladies, we've got hundreds of people, beautiful cars, and all to benefit Riley. What does it mean to have DSR and all these racing fans coming in and kicking in to help you guys out?
It's amazing. The fact that DSR opens up their facilities and every single penny that's raised here today is going to Riley Hospital is amazing. It's not just DSR, but all the vendors that are here. Everybody's got the red bucket. Everybody's giving back part of proceeds, all to benefit the hospital that treats our children in Indiana.
And Susan, one of the cars actually wrapped in the airport. When you walk into the airport in Indianapolis, one of the first things you see is the Tommy Johnson machine wrapped in Riley livery, taking it to a new level this year.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. Don Schumacher Racing is just a class act. They've been absolutely wonderful from day one. Each year their involvement gets bigger, and to have a car wrap this year and the fire suits and everything all decked out with that little red wagon, it's just bringing wonderful awareness about the hospital to a much broader audience.
And we are a worldwide show, so let's say there are some listeners out there across the country, across the world, that are unable to make it to Indianapolis to experience this. This is why we do the show, to make them feel like they are here, even when they can't be. Maybe they want to donate or go online. Where should they go? What should they do, Susan?
Well, they can go to our website at www.rileykids.org, and they can find our online giving page that way.
Susan Miles, thank you. And Donna, your impressions just of the sport of drag racing. You had mentioned you're new with the foundation, and you see these cars 300 miles per hour. Relatively new to it. What are your thoughts initially?
It's amazing. That doesn't even explain it. I've been learning a lot from A.J. Stinger. He's our Riley kid, who's Tommy Johnson Jr.'s honorary crew chief. He's been to this event many years, and he is getting me up to speed on what I need to know.
Excellent. Donna, Susan, thank you very much, and greatly appreciate all you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Every year at the DSR Open House, we try to catch up with Tom Patsis, fabricator extraordinaire, coldhardart.com. And our listeners have become fans of your work. How are things going, Tom?
Pretty busy. Joe, I got to say that it's every time I come here, I have to talk to more people, which is cool. My mouth gets a little dry. I talk a lot. I do a lot of welding. And I don't know, what else you got?
You are becoming the famous automotive artist. You're laughing, but it's true. You have like 50 million Facebook likes on your page. People are sharing your stuff. It's tremendous.
Actually, the funny part is Jeff Wolf, our PR guy, did a little thing saying about one of the nation's best welders, and that's really flattering and funny, and there's a million awesome welders out there, but I work with three other guys that are awesome, and I joke that I'm the fourth best welder out of the four guys here. So, yeah, things have taken off very well. I got like a year and a half waiting list on my art. It's just getting a little crazy. Like, I don't go to bed till about 1 or 2 every night. So I've given up on sleep.
Who needs it?
No, you can sleep when you're dead. It's fine. So, I mean, yeah, things are good. Things are good right now.
Now, the art, of course, is a fun side project where you get the creativity out, making very safe 330-mile-per-hour race cars and winning championships is the primary thing. And we're getting ready for that time. We got the U.S. Nationals this weekend, of course, and the countdown, and DSR in the mix in both classes.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff in. Everybody's got some fresh new stuff. Same stuff, but it's new stuff for the countdown because they obviously want to have the same piece and parts from now to the end of the season, so they got a consistent thing. We also just put a canopy on Chris Caramacini's car, which is pretty badass, actually. It looks good on his car, so, I mean, he's the Golden Greek. He's awesome.
Will we see that this weekend?
Yes, actually, we just took a bunch of pictures with him yesterday. The guy is 84, and he is as cool as, like, any young person out here. So, yeah, he'll be another DSR canopy car on that, so that's kind of cool.
And, of course, the WFO Fantasy NASCAR League has been going now for 10 years since we were on satellite. And I've been telling these guys, Tom, for years that we were going to have a trophy and it was going to be great. And to be honest, I've been stalling for a very specific purpose. Like, what kind of trophy am I going to get? Just a trophy shop placard just doesn't seem good enough. Well, I have seen that you have done some great trophies. And what people don't know, we've been talking about it now for a few minutes. And you are going to be the one who creates the official WFO Radio Fantasy NASCAR League trophy. Is that true? Can we confirm this for the audience?
Yes, Cold Hard Art will build you a trophy, and it has nothing plastic because plastic sucks. We'll make you a nice, heavy trophy that will last for many years, and hopefully people will want to win it, so they'll try their best.
These people are nuts already for this, just to have their names said, their team names, like the Dirty Hippies and just crazy stuff, Money Man. This would be definitely taking it to a new gear, maybe in actuality. That is great news. Tom, thank you for that.
Well, no problem. And we're going to be making that as some we'll be making it as some race shoes, NASCAR parts. So it'll be pretty authentic for the people to want to be a part of. So.
A new gear. We have gone to another level, folks. WFO Fantasy League for all time. Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe. Have a good weekend.
We're going to talk about this giant monster truck, the Raminator, here with Mark Hall. Mark, is this your machine?
Absolutely.
Are you the driver?
I try to be, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I've got a little nephew, 3.5 years old, and just eaten up by monster truck racing. There's a young man here staring at you. Of course, drag racing on WFO Radio is our thing, drag racing and NASCAR. But I got to say, it must be awesome to be able to be out there and just capture the imaginations of these young people.
It is. It's pretty cool. You know, I think... I'll be honest. I'm a motorsport nut. It don't matter what it is. If it's got tires and it goes fast and it's loud, man, I'm digging that. So I'm enjoying this, and we have a good time with it. It is. I've been very blessed over the years. This is all I've done since 1987, and I tell you, it's been pretty cool. My mom, she always reminds me. She says, you know, you've got to go a lot of neat places like this and meet a lot of neat people, all because that truck with silly tires on it, you know, and she's right. It's been pretty cool, but it is. It's a lot of fun. I think monster trucks... You know, I think what appeals to everybody is, you know, even if you're not a gearhead like me, you know, I mean, you can't help but not be, you know, kind of just fascinated by them with the tires and the noise and all that sort of thing. So I think that's kind of what appeals to the monster truck, why it appeals to everybody. But and who hasn't imagined being in a monster truck when you're stuck in that traffic jam, you know, on your way home from work or whatever, or you can't find a parking spot at the mall, you know?
What is the biggest challenge of driving a machine like this? Again, I can sit with for hours with my nephew and watch cars be destroyed, but it's a serious as well. Got a lot of horsepower. This is a violent machine, the jumping, the flipping, the crashing. Being in there must be, it looks like a show, but it has to be very serious.
Oh, absolutely. It's a serious business like anything, you know. But, you know, it's a lot of fun, too, you know. But, yeah, we do have to take it very seriously. You know, they're back in the old days, these used to be nothing more than, you know, a great big truck with, you put some big tires on there. If you mount some lights and some shocks on there, it's pretty cool. But now they're a race car with big tires on them. So, yeah, they've definitely changed a lot over the years. It's definitely a serious business.
And there's, like, freestyle, which is creative, but there's also a race. And so I would imagine that you're going wherever you're going, you're traveling around, you want to win, you want to be the best of the bunch, and that requires innovation and investment, like racing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's anything, like anything, you know, if there's two of them, you know, we're going to compete. Mine's faster than yours. So, but yeah, absolutely, you know, it is.
Well, congratulations on such a beautiful vehicle, the Raminator. I love the name. We've been talking a lot about how drag race cars used to have names,
oh, yeah.
And they kind of moved more towards sponsors.
Yeah.
But the identity, the Raminator, it's something that everyone remembers.
I hope so. I mean, you know, this is a really cool event. We've been very fortunate to be asked to come here, you know, for the last several years. And every year it gets bigger and better. So I'm excited to be here and just meeting all the folks and, you know, seeing some familiar faces and stuff. It's pretty cool. I'm having a great time.
Mark Hall, thanks for coming on WFO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Just like normal, here with Megan Fessel-Schumacher. Megan, tremendous crowd once again. This is becoming a yearly tradition with us. So we get ready for the U.S. Nationals, we have a little conversation here at your open house.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, it's another great event. It's our ninth year putting this on for Riley Children's Hospital, and it's just a great event and a great cause to help out here in Indy.
It gets bigger every year, and you've expanded out now into the back parking lot a lot more. It's something that everybody wants to be a part of.
Yeah, it's a great thing to be able to be a part of, and it's something that we're really proud and glad that we get to do and have our name on and just be involved with such great partners like Riley Children's Hospital and help these kids.
But ultimately, it's about drag racing, and we've got the big go this weekend. What are you guys doing to get ready for the most significant, important drag race on the planet?
That's a tough question. We have so much going on this weekend that I think we're all trying to take it one day at a time. We have the final round from Brainerd, we have the funny car and top field tracks, a shootout, and then also the race itself. So we're all just taking it day by day, and we're excited to see what happens.
We're still closer to the beginning than we are to the end.
I know, which is actually crazy to think about. It's been quite the week, but we're excited.
Well, good luck to you and your team, and thanks for taking the time for us on WFO.
Thanks for having me on.
We have caught up with the man. Don Schumacher is with us. This is becoming a tradition now. You guys have the open house, and we love coming on WFO Radio. It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, more people. People from Riley are here. You've wrapped a car. The car is in the airport. You just are able to grow every year. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. I mean, this is an event that Mike Lewis began with Riley Hospital, and fortunately it has grown year after year after year. We've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to them, and hopefully we'll raise another large chunk out here today and make that donation to them again. But it's a wonderful event. We love doing it. Takes a lot of work by my whole team, and I'm blessed to have the people I have around me, and we're blessed to be able to be involved with Terry Chandler and Riley's Hospital.
You have so many people coming into town for the U.S. Nationals, and this year in particular, there are going to be so many just ancillary meet and greets and press conferences and whatnot. For the race fans to be able to get into a shop like this and see what happens, how it works, the layout, I think it opens up another layer of the sport. They can understand how much effort it takes to put these cars down the racetrack around the country.
That's for sure. Once people get through my chassis shop and into the machine shop, it opens up a lot of eyes, and it's, oh my God, I can't believe all of this stuff goes on. I tease friends and other people, spectators and such, that, you know, it's a nice four-car garage. It's 120,000 square feet, and we need to add another 30,000 square feet onto it. And again, it's because of the amazing people I have working for me. I'm fortunate that I'm the guy that my name's on the building, and it's my company, and I've been able to hire great, great people, and it's the people that do it for me.
60th U.S. Nationals, 60 years of this race, the history of our sport, and I can't help but look back at all the great moments. They're going to do the Garlitz shaving of the beard and whatnot. You were here for many of them, and looking back, looking forward, this is a big moment in drag racing right now.
It is a huge moment in drag racing. The sport has revitalized itself. We're having a lot of fans come out. Huge fans attendance will be out here this weekend. We've had some great, great races where there's been a lot of fans at the tracks, where tracks have been sold out. The sport has really come back to life. Our TV program is increasing and getting better with the live final, semifinal and final round. So a lot of positives, a lot of great things are happening. We need to just keep working real, real hard and keeping our nose to the grindstone.
And hard work, it's this time of year right now. I know there's hard work all year long, but this is the U.S. Nationals, followed immediately by the countdown, where champions are made. And I know you won another championship. I know that. What are you guys doing? How are you working? Have you been keeping stuff behind the scenes to break out and unveil and drop the hammer beginning at the U.S. Nationals?
Well, my cars have really stepped up the last six or eight races coming into this race and the countdown. And my only goal that I set for every one of my teams, every run, go out and set a new national record, win every run, win every round, and win every race. So that's all I'm looking for the guys to do, and they're out there to work hard to get that done. But performance-wise, we're there with the rest of them. We'll run as good as anybody does out there, and we look to win the U.S. Nationals. I'm sorry, I'm a little prejudiced. I'd love to see Tony win the race again to set a new record.
I have to say that would be a major milestone. I know Tony would love it, and he obviously has the knack at this race. 9 wins, tied Bob Glidden, advanced beyond Big Daddy. Just those names. I know they will be together talking about 9 wins. 10 would be a new milestone, a nice round number here on the 60th year. I wish you luck for that happening. And in general, we are going to have such a great time this weekend. Don, thank you so much for taking the time for us on WFO Radio.
Joe, thank you very much for coming out and joining us here at this event. Appreciate it, and thank you to all of your fans on WFO Radio.
WFO at the Big Go.
Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried 2 new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com.
Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at C-Max Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at C-Max Dragway.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
Now, back to WFO at the Big Go. Here's Joe Costello.
DSR Open House caught up with Matt Hagen, driver of the Express Lane Mopar Dodge. Wow, Matt, looking good at the open house. You ready for this?
Man, it's great out here. You know, there's a lot of folks here. There's a great car show going on, and just you know, really good fans that support drag racing. You know, so it's one of those things where this is a neat deal. You know, Don Schumacher, he gives everything back to the Rally kids, Rally Hospital. You know, and we went and visited those kids, man, and it really, really put this thing in perspective. You know, just how fortunate and lucky you are. You know, life is tricky and it can change tomorrow. So you're just very blessed to be doing what you're doing. But, you know, I got two young ones at home and 4 and a 7-year-old. So it really touched my heart to see those little kids like that, you know, and the struggles they're going through. So what Don's doing for the hospital and those kids out there is pretty phenomenal. So I'm glad everybody came out and supporting this deal. It's a good cause, and it's something that Don gives 100% of it back to the hospital, so it's a good thing.
You guys were in the scrubs. You guys were walking around. As a father, I can imagine. I have a nephew. I can imagine that is the kind of thing that just tugs your heartstrings, and everything you can do to help, you guys are obviously doing.
Yeah, you know, and you put yourself in that you know, parents' shoes for a second, and you just realize how much they've been through and what they're going through, and you just can't, you know, it blows your mind. So, you know, when you can walk in there and put a smile on those kids' face and sign a couple autographs and, you know, they get to check you out on TV this weekend, you know, it definitely made my heart feel better walking out of there knowing that, you know, if nothing else, we got to cut up with them kids and they got to forget about it for a couple minutes and got to have some fun, meet some race car drivers. So it was cool. But, you know, now I'm focused on this race car. I mean, we came out here to Indy and tested. I guess it was last week. We were low for both sessions. We went 03, 03, 04, you know, and I just really feel like we got a great hot rod right now. We're starting to peak at the right time. And it's like anything, though. You put nitro in the tank and you never know what you're going to get. But hopefully if testing, you know, kind of translate into what race day can be like for us here, I feel pretty good about it.
60 years of this event, you're a young guy who has kind of emerged in the sport of drag racing. You've earned a championship. And you kind of look around and you see the history. What does it all mean to you as you watch, you know, 60 years? And they're going to recreate some of the great moments and Garlitz and Muldowney and the Snake and just so many things that drag racing is built on. Great moments happened right here at this race over the 60 years. When you look back and think, well, I have an opportunity to make the next great moment that people might be talking about 20 years from now. How does that affect you, and what do you think about it?
Well, I think you always have to look forward and not so much backwards. I mean, history does repeat itself, you know, and you have to learn from history. But I think that, you know, definitely we need to say thank you to the folks that paved the way. But we got to keep our blinders, you know, looking forward and making new history. This sport is phenomenal. You know, the fan base is growing every year. And, you know, but it definitely has to do with the folks that have paved the way, the Shirley Muldowney, the Don Garlitz, the Snake, you know, all that, those folks that have worked really hard, and whether they realized it or not, you know, kind of set us up for what we're doing today. And, you know, I'm definitely grateful for that. It's a neat deal to kind of learn the history of drag racing and stuff. I mean, when I got into drag racing, I didn't really know the history that well. You know, I was signed up with Don Schumacher over here, and I was speaking to a guy in the shop, and he come by and was kind of giving me some tips and pointers, and we spoke probably 45 minutes. And you know, I walked over and I said, "Who is that guy?" And they said, "Man, that's Ace Ed McCullough." You know what I mean? You don't know who Ace is? I was like, "Man, I'm just, you know, it's one of those things where I still learn a lot of it as we go." I didn't really grow up, you know, I guess involved with drag racing. I'm a first generation racer, so I'm still learning a lot of the history, but it's really cool to sit down and talk to a lot of the folks that paved the way, like, you know, Shirley Muldowney and the Snake and different folks like that. But you know, my hat's off to them. I mean, they've done a great job, and you know, I just hope that we don't disappoint and let anybody down in the future. You know, we got to work hard and keep growing this sport. It's a phenomenal sport. We have a phenomenal platform to go out here and put on a show for these folks. And that's at the end of the day, you got to realize we are showmen. We have to put on a show, and we're playing with people's extra cash. So what's going to make them want to come out here and spend their money with the NHRA? And what can we do to make their experience better? So it is about racing. It's about winning races, but we also have to put on a great show for these fans.
Well, I know you will, and there's no way you're going to disappoint Shirley Muldowney.
Well, I hope not. You know what I mean? She's been very, very kind to me, brags of me a lot, and I just can't say thank you enough to her. I mean, she's just been great to have in my corner, to be supporting us like that, and I'm a huge Shirley Muldowney fan too, you know, so it's just it's neat to be able to get letters and talk to her over the winter, and she just keeps you, you know, positive and encouraged, and she's been through a lot, you know, I mean, just to hear her story and what she had to go through to kind of become a world champion, and you know, just the ups and downs of it. It really puts it in perspective, and it makes you realize how easy we got it, you know. So it makes me want to go out there and work harder and, you know, turn some wind lights on Sunday.
It's countdown time, baby. U.S. Nationals, six race countdown. We're going to cover it all on WFO Radio. I hope to be talking to you a lot.
Me too, buddy. I tell you what, you just got to be in it to win it. You know, we led the points last year and thought we were going to win the championship. John surprised us, and I think a lot of people, and won the championship. So he started from back there in the back, kind of like where we're at right now. And you just got to peak at the right time, make some great calls out on a racetrack, have a little luck come your way, and turn some wind lights on. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Like I said, just got to be in it to win it.
Good luck, Matt. Good. Have a good run tonight.
Thank you.
We have caught up with Fast Jack Beckman. Seems like I was just talking to you a couple days ago on WFO Radio. Now we are here in Indy at the DSR Open House. Are you ready, sir?
You know, if I wasn't, I am now, Joe. It's so cool. You know, I came in the back door here. You can't even find parking. The cars are literally lined up a block and a half down the street, and I thought I'd sneak in the back door. And the whole place, you picture a 100,000-square-foot shop. All of our rigs are out at the racetrack. It's packed with show cars right now. I just wanted somebody to give an estimate, total up all the inventory in here, and I'll take a check for half of it.
And there it is. Don't tell Don, though.
Oh, but it's just stunning. You walk around the Corvettes, the GTOs, the Mustangs, the early Mopars. It's just, it is literally a huge car show. Plus, after the autograph session, we're going to do a cackle fest with a lot of the nostalgia dragsters. It's just an awesome place to be.
For someone like you, who is a fan and historian, but also a competitor, is it difficult for you to understand your role in all of this? You're a champion. You are part of this. There are fans that look and admire you the way you look and admired some of the greats throughout history. How does that work for you?
Well, I you know, it's not that it's difficult to understand it, but I have a lot of pinch me moments. We went and tested last week here, and Bob Glidden's up at the starting line and came over and gave me a big hug at it. And people have asked me a lot, what's my greatest accomplishment in the sport? And I think it's that people like Bob Glidden and Don Garlitz, excuse me, and Bill Simpson, the safety equipment innovator, I was just chatting with him, that they even know my name, much less want to talk and hang out for a little bit. That's the pinch me moment. So I think that I understand it. I think that it's less overwhelming than it once was. But at 48, you'd think you'd get past that little kid excitement of hanging around these legends, and that never disappeared for me.
And I'm sure there is a young person out there right now who might be at this event who may become inspired by something that you or one of your teammates do on the track this weekend. Let's talk a little racing, of course. This is the big go. It means more than anything to many racers. And then right into, potentially for you, the championship countdown, you have to secure a spot. Qualifying points, it all matters every run down the track starting tonight.
Yeah, haven't we done a good job of making this suspenseful? You know, when I won the championship in 2012, I told people, if I knew I was going to win it, it's exactly the way I would have scripted it, all the drama down to the last minute. The problem is you don't know how things are going to turn out, and it's pretty stressful. This year, it's the same deal with just getting into the countdown. Height showed us a few years ago, you can barely squeak in and win a world championship, and we're well aware of that, and we think we have a team and a car capable of doing that. But we can't put the cart in front of the horse. If we don't get into the top 10, we'll be running for 11th. We've put ourselves in this position. We're the only ones that can get ourselves out of this position. And our performance this weekend is really relative to Tim Wilkerson's performance. I just figure if we can go win the race, which after our testing last week, I've never been more optimistic. The points kind of fix themselves.
driver has an opportunity, the team has an opportunity to step up at this big moment. That's what the drama is all about. We're going to be all eyes on you. It's going to be very entertaining watching it all play out. Good luck. Thanks for taking the time.
And, Joe, for your fans that can't see you, I love your rock and the beard, dude. We're going to shave this weekend in the winner's circle. All right, I got to go.
Good luck. Thanks, Jack. Riley Foundation livery this weekend. You guys got a wrapped car. You've got all the goodwill on your side this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to, you know, we ran Make-A-Wish all season and promote what great things they do for the kids. And it's only appropriate in Indy, you know, our hometown for DSR. I live here in the city of Indianapolis. And to run a Riley Children's Hospital car and all the great things they do for kids as well. So really kind of a neat year this year, the giving car, and to focus and showcase all the great foundations and organizations that do the great things for these kids.
You can give more by taking from your competitors this weekend.
I'd like to give a little into my pocket if we can win this race. You know, there's a lot on the line. You know, $100,000 for the Traxxas shootout and the race. Indy's one of those races everybody wants on their resume as a win, and it would be a nice weekend if we could not only represent Riley, but also put him in the winner's circle here in Indianapolis.
Getting ready for an autograph session. We'll let you go, Tommy. Thanks for taking the time.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks.
The Don Schumacher Racing Open House, a huge part of U.S. Nationals weekend.
WFO at the Big Go.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
This is WFO Radio.